The All Blacks coach Ian Foster believes last year's defeat to the Wallabies in the Bledisloe Cup test in Perth will have no bearing on tomorrow night's clash in Sydney, but he concedes his side can't play that poorly again and expect to win. The All Blacks can retain the Bledisloe Cup with a win at Olympic Park, and Foster says the Wallabies will fight for everything.
They're a very proud nation, and playing on their home soil is vital for them, just like it has been for us. So we know there's going to be a massive effort from the Wallabies. It's a do or die for them. And the key thing is we've got to make it a do or die for us too. If we don't match that hunger level, then we can start talking about Perth from last year, because clearly we got out-hungered in that game.
Ian Foster. Alan Wynne-Jones will become the most capped player in Test rugby history when he leads Wales in their Six Nations finale against Scotland this weekend. Lock Jones will earn a 149th cap to move ahead of former All Blacks captain Richie McCaw on the all-time list. 13 unnamed Barbarians players have been charged by England Rugby after last weekend's game against England was cancelled because of coronavirus protocol breaches. Players face a range of charges, including providing false statements during an investigation. The legendary Wales, British and Irish Lions wing JJ Williams has died at the age of 72. A former Commonwealth Games sprinter, he scored 12 tries in 30 tests as Wales won 4 Five Nations titles, including 2 Grand Slams, during the 1970s. The New Zealand heavyweight boxer Joseph Parker says he put a big focus on strength and conditioning during his 8 months apart from trainer Kevin Barry. Parker is preparing for December's bout with compatriot Junior Farr and has had just 6 weeks with Barry after being separated due to COVID-19.
He sort of left me to do a lot of the work here in New Zealand. And the good thing I have here in New Zealand is I have structure. You know, I train every day. I have time to train every day and I eat pretty good. And so coming into this camp, I'm actually in better shape than I have ever been in.
Joseph Parker. And German cyclist Pascal Ackermann won Stage 9 of the Tour of Spain despite finishing second behind Irishman Sam Bennett, who was relegated for shoulder barging an opponent twice in a controversial sprint finish. Richard Carapaz retained the overall lead. Koina na pūrongo, hakina kina.